بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم الله تبارك وتعالى after having in the most beautiful manners indicated towards the ummah, towards the servants of Allah تبارك وتعالى, towards me and towards you, that how we should try to make an effort to control our tongue, to control the mind, to control the thought. Thereafter, wherever there is a fear that the eye will fall on something wrong, to be able to drop the gaze. Qadde basar. Men were told to do it, women were told to do it. And then one extra was given, that women were told to try to cover their bodies. After all of that, then finally it came to open up the doors of nikah. For yourself, for those that are older, for those that are younger. So that if there is an exit, a way to take out that passion, which is a halal passion in the ending, then there is no need to go towards haram. After all of that, then one question will come, that we are living in a world of darkness. The era what we are going through is what is called a shaitani era of nudity, immodesty. Behayai is gone now, where hayai is left. Now it is called uryani. Where Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, two groups from the people of Jahannam. I have seen them, meaning in Jahannam, but I have not seen them in this world. And then he explained that one group will be a group of women who will come, that they will say that they are wearing clothing, but they will be completely naked. It was a word that was looking for its explanation. That what is a person who is wearing clothing but completely naked? So there was a time that those that explained it, they never really thought of our era. So they said that the woman's clothing is revealing, meaning it's tight. So because it's showing the shape of the body, so she's wearing clothing but she's naked. But then the time really came where today if you ask a person and he looks at a magazine and the woman has nothing on except the basic which is covered, the person will say she's wearing clothing. Wearing clothing. But she's completely, completely naked. We entered into that era. Now the person thinks that in such an era where open immodesty is, nudity is, now for a young boy who got desire, is it possible for him to somehow from the beginning till the end stay clean? A man is married, he might have one wife, second wife, third wife, fourth wife. But shaitan with every arrow, every woman who leaves the house, it comes in the hadith, that shaitan then beautifies her. There was a time in the past, even in the Christian world, a woman was not allowed to leave the house without her hair covered. She also had her body covered. At that time, shaitan had to beautify the woman. He only had the face to work with. At that time, so many people he brought into the act of zina. Then came the time where the woman came out completely. It was not one, two, three. It was woman upon woman. From the time the child is in school, he's mixing with a girl. He has to sit next to a girl. The teacher makes sure. Now when they are playing, they are boys playing with girls. Now when they are in university, it's boys and girls. There was not going to be a time now where men could say that I'm not seeing a girl around me, a woman around me. How easy now for shaitan to beautify every woman. So even if he's married, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "An-nazru sahmum min siham iblis masmum." That the eye, and you might wonder sometimes that I'm looking down, I'm driving. I don't even want to look. And suddenly when that filthy thing comes, my eye just lifts up. Wonder why it lifts? Because shaitan is shooting arrows. It says the eye falling on something which is not supposed to fall, it was a poisonous arrow of shaitan. At that time then he says, مَن تَرَكَهَا مَخَافَتِي, that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, who at that moment can pull back that eye in the fear of his creator. أَبْدَلْتُهُ إِيمَانًا يَجِدُ حَلَاوَتَهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ. Allah Ta'ala promises, I will give him such iman in the place of leaving out that nazar now. It fell. To pull it is not easy. I will give him such iman that he will find the sweetness of it is in his heart. But we are living in a world of so much of darkness that a person thinks, is it possible now to remain chaste, to remain pure, to look after the eye, to look after the heart, to look after the tongue? For my wife, for my daughter to be completely covered, for her to remain pure until the day I give her over to her husband. In so much of darkness, so Allah Tabarakala now starts the ruku. Allahu Nur as-samawati wal-ard. Nur is light. But Allah Tawarukullah says, it is Allah that has illuminated the heavens and the earth. Hidayat to Nur got many different meanings. The first meaning of Hidayat is to put on its course, to put on its track. Meaning, forget our small earth here. We got the heavens that we know about. Forget the heavens, what we call space, which is also called part of this world. In that huge space, where things are moving at such speeds, and the chance of every second explosion taking place, where earth itself is moving in its orbit so fast, and then in itself is turning and moving around the sun so fast that the chance that 1 second it moves out of course. Scientists have written that if the earth in the speed that it is moving, which they say like the speed of a bullet around itself, and then moving around the sun 60 times the speed of a bullet. In that speed that it's moving, if in 1 split second it moves out of course, so they have written it will either go too close to the sun or too far from the sun. If it goes little closer to the sun, the whole earth will melt. And little away and everything will freeze. But what is keeping everything in motion? Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. That we think that the chance of accidents are 99.99%, but it's not happening. Because one, Allah is keeping everything in motion. Similarly, on this earth that we have, every day we hear of an accident, we say, how many accidents happening? But if you really think about it, every second something's supposed to be happening. Because so fast things are moving. But how is it everything is moving right? How is it that so many people have still managed to fast in the month of Ramadan? So many masajid are being built. One is Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. The heavens and the earth that you see everything moving in control must make you understand that my Allah, when He wants something to happen, He lets it happen. However, then it comes to the Nur, which is called Nure Hidayat. The light of staying onto Sirat-e Mustaqim. So Allah Ta'ala, where He is Nuru Samawati wal Ard, the light of the heavens and the earth, and everything moves according to His desire. Nothing is against the power of Allah. Nothing is beyond the power of Allah. But then the one question that is brought is, that if Allah Ta'ala illuminates everything, then why then in this world we are finding evil which is much more than good? The light of Almighty Allah is supposed to take over everything. So in the tafsir, Nazm al-Durar, that is mentioned in a most beautiful manner, he says, Allah Ta'ala now answers that. That the light of Hidayat is different from all the other lights. This is a light, مَثَلُ نُورِهِ كَمِشْكَاتِ. Allah Ta'ala says, the light of guidance, which comes from Allah, it is not like the light of the sun that goes everywhere. It is not like the light of the moon that goes everywhere. Rather, it is the light. So this is a unique ayat of Quran which has many different translations. We will just go through one. مَثَلُ نُورِهِ, the example of this light, كَمِشْكَات. Mishkat means a crevice in the wall, a cut. Because of that cut in the wall, فِيهَا مِصْبَاح, in that cut we have placed a lantern, a candle or a lantern, a lamp. Because of that cut, the light that is going to be gathered in there is going to be very, very strong. But it will not go on the right because it's closed. It will not go on the left. It will not go behind. That light will only be a focused light on who is in front of that light. The strength of the light will remain strong. But there will be three groups, right, left and behind, that will remain in complete darkness. It will not hit them at all. So strong the light is, al-misbahu fi zujaja, that there was a fear that the light is so strong that how will me, man, as we have heard, we are based with dirt and filth. We are created from earth. We are made of the madda. That our earth is such, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even a woman of Jannah, if her scarf has to come into this earth, it will light up the entire world. For that scarf, which is also a created thing, and our eye not being able to see, how are we going to relate with the Zat of Almighty Allah's light? It would burn everything. So Allah Tabaruk Tala then was going to put veils in front. That veil was to be able to make it compatible, to make it easy for us to relate with our Allah. Otherwise the tongue would never have taken the word Allah. And the word Allah would never have allowed itself to come on a faulty tongue. But Allah Tabaruk Tala put veils. So the filth of the tongue doesn't go to the word Allah. And the beauty of Allah doesn't burn the tongue. How many veils? But then the question comes that when there are so many veils, then normally a veil cuts the beauty. So Ya Allah Tabaruk Tala said, the veil that is put here doesn't cut the beauty. Al-Mizbahu fi Zujaja. That lantern, you might be scared it might burn you, the light. So it has been covered with a glass. Because of that glass, mistakenly also your hand won't touch the fire. You won't get burnt. But will the glass drop the light? الزُّجَاجَةُ كَأَنَّهَا كَوْكَبٌ دُرِّي. The glass itself is like a shining star. That it is not going to make the light lower in any manner. It is actually increasing the light. But it is making it palatable, easy for you to get close to it. يُوْقَدُ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ زَيْتُونَةٍ لَا شَرْقِيَّةٍ وَلَا غَرْبِيَّةٍ. In today's time we don't use lanterns and lamps. But those who would use it would understand that the lantern would always need an oil. And according to the purity of the oil would be the intensity with which it would burn. Allah Tabarakallah here says, and he answers a question, that we always have that worry that fitan and evil, kufr and shirk is becoming so strong. Allah Tabarakallah says, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُتْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ. So much of effort is being made to blow out the light of Allah. And sometimes we also say, I don't know what's going to happen to the progeny. I don't know what's going to happen to future times. Will Islam survive? This ayat is showing Islam will always survive. The problem is the people, will they remain in Islam or not? That's what they have to worry about. Islam itself got a light. So Allah Tabarakallah says, the lantern, the oil that is burning that lantern is from a very, very blessed tree. The best oil you can get is called olive oil. Then from the olive tree, the best tree is the one that enjoys the most sunlight. So there are some trees that get the sun in the morning. Their oil will be strong. There are some that will get it in the evening. Their oil will be strong. Allah Tabarakallah says, but this tree we are speaking about, La Sharqiyya wa La Gharbiyya. It doesn't only enjoy the morning sun. It doesn't only enjoy the evening sun. It is in such a place that from the morning till the evening, it stays under the light of the sun. That burning, burning olive oil. يَكَادُ زَيْتُهَا يُضِيءُ وَلَوْ لَمْ تَمْسَسْهُ نَارٌ. It is such a pure oil that even if you never put the flick, it is still such that you think that it will burn on itself. Meaning even if that light was not put to the oil, so pure it is shining so much that you will think this thing is already on fire. This is what is called the Noor of Haqq, the Noor of the Truth, the Noor of Islam. It doesn't need anything. It will burn and it will burn with so much of intensity. But the only thing is, it's in a crevice. Because it's in a crevice, everyone doesn't get this light. يَهْدِ اللَّهَ لِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. Allah Tabarakallah invites and allows that person to come in front of this light who he desires. This light is not, Mawlana Zafar Ahmad Usmani rahimullah explained, he said the difference between the light of the sun and the light of the moon and the light of a chiragh, a candle. One difference is that the light of the sun and the moon goes everywhere. Whereas this light, because it's in a crevice, is focused light. He says the light of the sun and the moon warms us up. But after it warms us, it doesn't make us a sun or a moon. We remain warm. And once the sun disappears, then that heat goes away, the light goes away. When the moon is gone, the light of the moon is gone. However, a candle and a lantern is such that the one who comes in front of that candle and lantern, sometimes he gets the warmth of it and the light. And sometimes he himself becomes a candle. Because it is that one fire that when you put your candle, you suddenly become a candle yourself. Allah Tabarakallah's Noor was such that it is not for the whole world. It was going to be a focused light. But Mubarak was going to be that person who would be able to come in front of that light, that not only will he find that he gets Sirat-e Mustaqeem, he becomes a Mahdi, guided, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him a Hadi also. He becomes the light for somebody else also. Yahdilla linurihi man yasha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who he wants to, he will bring him for this light. When this light will hit an individual, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let it hit us all, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua. He would say, oh Allah, put Noor in front of me, Noor behind me, Noor on my side. Then he would say, make me Noor, make me Noor. It is this light that makes that individual, you become Munawwar. When that man becomes Munawwar, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then such things start happening, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes, the eyes would hit you, he looks. Meaning that current of Noor now flows in that eye. Now that eye wants to look at haram, or that nafs wants to, but the eye can't, it just drops. Suddenly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes the ear with which he listens, meaning so much of Noor, that he goes in an area and some word is said which is not supposed to be heard. He himself does not understand, but he just can't stand it. His tabiat is now turned off. Where in the past he desired evil, now suddenly he cringes at evil. Where in the past it was a habit for him, I have to go out at night, now he doesn't want to. Where in the past to look at pretty woman was his game, suddenly if his eye even falls, he cries and cries at night. All that happened, why? Because one noor, which is the noor of the heavens and the earth, but it is in a crevice, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed the individual to come in front of the crevice. When he came in front, heat went in his body, light went in his body, and sometimes he's a Mubarak person that he got lit also. When he became lit, he became Munawwar, Hadi and Mahdi. He now became a guide for others. Now on his words, others are getting. On his eyes, others are getting. Ulama have explained that Allah Tabarakala has certain servants of theirs. Certain servants of Almighty Allah become so filled with the Noor of Allah. Like a cup, that as you start filling it with water, then when the water reaches to the brim, then what happens? After that, it overflows. He says, Allah Tabarakala has kept in this world those servants of His. So much of Noor comes in them, that after it fills their entire body, it now starts overflowing from every part of the body. So when they talk, it is not words that are coming out now, it is Noor that is coming out. And when they look, it is not that they are seeing, but Noor is coming from the eyes. فَكَيْفَ بِنَظْرِ الْعَارِفِينَ. On that Mullah Ali Qari Rahimullah said, what do you think of the power of that nazar, of that sight of a man who has found his creator? It is such a powerful nazar that sometimes it falls on an individual, and a fasik suddenly becomes salih. So much of Noor, flowing. That man, when he took a pen and he started writing, then his one book became the source of guidance for people in years to come later on. Because it was not letters that were now coming out, it was Noor that was coming out. From every part of his body, Noor started coming. Yahdillah linurihi man yasha. In this month of Ramadan, if you are asking for one, say, O Allah, who is the Noor of the heavens and the earth, so much of Noor you have to give. I am asking, can you put me in front of that light? And if that light hits, it burns me from him, it warms me from within, then suddenly, as the Sahabi radiallahu anhu said, after that the thought of zina never passed my mind. Burning with the Noor of Allah. That person who touches. Ulama have explained, your young children, everyone has that fikr, that to stay on haqq. So one tariqah they mention is, whenever a pious person is in the locality, then take your child to make salam to that pious person. The child's not going to be interested in the bayan, obviously. So he's playing outside, but after the bayan, bring him. He says, because who knows if that man is brimming with the Noor of Allah. Then when that son will come, he will make assalamu alaikum. In that dua of his, the Noor of his mouth will hit that boy. He will then take that boy in his hand. That hand it is brimming with Noor will suddenly go current into that boy. And his eye will look. That boy will get shot at the same time with three sources of Noor. With the mouth, with the eye, with the hand. The ummid that Noor hits that boy and something gets made. So Allah tabaraka ta'ala, yahdillah linurihi man yasha, wa yadribullahu al-amthala linnas. Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, what unique examples are given for man. Wallahu bi kulli shayin alim. That to come in front of that light. So now the question will immediately come, I want that light. So where to find it? Allah Tabarakala then explains, fi buyut. Buyut ulama mufassirin explain, but Allah Tabarakala saying jama, not bait, one house. That such a well wonderful light this is, that if the world had to all be told, you will have to make a journey to the Kaaba to get this light, it was worth it. Because the value of the light is such, the journey through the world to get it. But Allah Tabarakala in His infinite mercy said, I will send it to the different houses. I have not kept it for one house, but fi buyut, it will find itself in many, many houses. But in which house? Fi buyutin adhinallahu an turfa'a wa yuzkara fiha ismuhu. In those houses where Allah Tabarakala has given permission. Look at this word permission. Adhina means ijazat. Mufassirin explained that actually the ayat means in those houses that Almighty Allah has ordered an turfa'a, to be lifted higher than whatever is low. What is low? Dunya is low. So there are certain houses, example the masjid. What is the law of the masjid? The law of the masjid is it must be kept higher from all dunyawi matters. Dirt and filth can never be brought in the masjid. It wasn't a permission from Allah, it was a command. Young children who don't know the laws of the masjid must not be brought in. Because the command was, those houses where Allah has ordered, it must be kept higher than whatever is called low. Low is dirt and filth. Low is a man came, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smelled someone who had a bad odor. He told the person with such an odor, do not come near our masajid. Dirt and filth is the talks of the world. So someone stood up and he said, I lost something. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may you not find it. That the masajid are not for that there. It has been kept higher than all low things. Low things for those sitting for itikaf is the cell phone also. That that cell phone is nothing but the umur of dunya. That phone, as soon as a person goes onto internet, he has opened up the world of business. He has opened up the news. Adhin Allah, Allah has given the command, an turfa'a, that these houses must be kept higher from all dunyawi matters. And Allah has given the command that in these houses, His name must be mentioned. In Ruhul Ma'ani, Allama Alusi Rahimullah says, but look at the word Almighty Allah used. He used the word adhina. That Almighty Allah, where the thing was that He gave the command, that in these houses it must be lifted higher, and His name must be taken. But by Allah Tawarukala is saying, Azina, He gave ijazat. Allama Alusi Rahimullah mentions one reason and then there's another reason. One reason he says, Almighty Allah wanted to prepare man that don't be waiting that when the command of my Allah comes. But my love with my Allah must be such that just when my Almighty Allah says, I give ijazat for this, man must immediately run towards it. That my Allah opened it. Not is it a command of yours or not. But the other adhina is the fear, ijazat. That actually this whole world was not fit, any spot in the world, to be made a markaz for the remembrance of Allah. Because in every spot of the world, some dirt did take place. So example, this area perhaps once upon a time, could have been a toilet. It could have been a place where it was a park. It could have been a place where dirt and filth took place. Now a man comes to this area and he says, I want to build a masjid here. So the normal law in the world is you have people to survey. And they come and look. And they will say, in this spot you can't build something. Why? Because the ground is not good for it. Any place in the world, if it has to say, I want to be a house where Allah's name is taken, the normal law would have been that you cannot be. After the filth and dirt that took place on you, how can you ever expect to become a bait? But ya adhin Allah, in those houses that Almighty Allah said, doesn't matter. I will give ijazat that my name can be taken in the spot also. Suddenly houses get that honor. The first honor was given to the masajid. What a place it became, that it was a toilet the other day. Now someone said, I want to make this work for the zaat of Allah. Adhin Allah, Allah gave ijazat an turfa'a, that it can now be raised from the rest of the world. And in this place, His Mubarak name can be taken. Thereafter, different buyut, ulama mentioned it's not only masajid. And take some lesson from this. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, in Ma'riful Quran, the narration comes, she says, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us, that we must also have in our houses a certain place which is lifted away from all dirt, in which we reserve specially for the zikr of Almighty Allah. Many times in the old, you would have a place in the house which was called a musallah. This was the place of the salah. This was the place of the Quran. I would never understand why that room, what was the purpose of it? Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimullah explains when he made his house, then he made one musallah also. May Allah Tabaruk Salaam make in our houses also. An turfa. One place. That base is not a masjid. In that room in our house, how much of dirt and filth also took place? How much of ghibat also took place? But azin Allah, in a house, in a room, where Allah has now given permission, that you lift it from the rest of the matters of the world. And in there you make the zikr of Allah. In that place when you go, you are now in front of the light which hits with the noor of Almighty Allah.